Hello, everyone. I am Joseph, and this is Morning English. I'm here today again with...
Sunny. Hi, guys. Welcome back to our channel.
So before we started talking today, I wanted to mention to you that traffic today was horrible.
Tell me about it.
On the way over here, it seemed that every time the cars would get out of my way and I would pull up to the intersection, the light would just turn red every time.
So were there any green lights on your way here?
See, I lied. Traffic wasn't bad for me to get over here. I just wanted to say that to get you to ask me that question because our topic is about the word green.
And green.
The first idiom that we can use with green is green light, to give someone a green light or to give a thing the green light.
So this means to...
Well, green light means go, red light means stop. So maybe if you have an idea for a new kind of podcast and you bring it to the boss and you ask them, can I do this? They will green light your request, which means approve it.
Like give you a permission.
Exactly. Maybe even give you money to do it.
其实今天我们就要来聊一聊关于绿色 green 这个单词的一些用法。那么其实一说到绿色的时候呢，我们最先想到的可能就是这个红绿灯这个概念，就是这个 red light 或者是这个 green light。那么其实 green light 它就是表示 go and red light means stop. So green light means to grant someone permission to do something, 就是我们常说的让某人给某人许可允许去做某件事情。当然这个 green light 也可以作为一个动词来使用。It can also be used as a verb, like...
The movie script was green lighted yesterday.
这个电影剧本呢昨天就被批准通过了。或者说我们想要把这个 green light 作为名词来使用呢，就可以说 give someone or get the green light. 比如说 we're just waiting for our manager to give us the green light. 我们正在等待我们的经理来给我们这个许可。那么其实关于这个单词的用法是很多很多的，如果大家想要查看今天节目的详细笔记呢，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，并且私信回复笔记这两个字就可以了。那么其实当我们一说到 green 这个单词的时候，我们可能想到的更多是用它来形容一种植物、means something not mature or ripe, something has not grown up, still young, right?
Like a green banana. So the first one we can use to describe something young or inexperienced is if you call someone green. It would just mean you're new and you don't have experience probably in a certain field or specialty. Maybe you're lacking in a skill.
其实这个 green 的第二层意思呢，就是可以像我们形容不太成熟的水果植物一样，我们可以用它来形容不太成熟、不太有经验的新人。比如说 I know the new intern is a little green, but I think she'll do just fine in the new position. 比如说我觉得这个新来的实习生呢，可能有一点点的生疏，有点点经验不足，但是我觉得他以后在这个位置上也会做得很好。
So this first example makes us think of the whole person is green, but if you specify, if you target just one body part, such as a thumb, if you say someone has a green thumb, what do you think that means?
His thumb is green.
His thumb is new. His thumb is inexperienced. No, a green thumb would be a person who is very good at growing things, especially like gardening.
Like he's very good at making plants grow.
Yeah.
其实还有一个关于green 的一个用法就是 green thumb, 绿色的手指。其实这个用法我在之前的有一期节目中讲过，它是表示某人非常的擅长园艺工作。比如说 I do envy your green thumb, your garden always looks so beautiful. 我真的非常羡慕你的这个园艺方面的天分，你的花园总是看上去那么的漂亮。那么除此之外呢，green also means sickly in appearance.
Right, if you target a different body part instead of thumb, you just say maybe his face turned green before he vomited. Or after the roller coaster, his face turned green. Usually we'll talk about the face and it means, you know, looks like he's going to throw up. He doesn't feel so good.
其实这个 green 它可以表示某人的脸色变得非常的不好，就是说他看上去非常的不舒服的时候呢，我们就可以说 his face turned green.
Right, and make sure that you use the word turned, because remember, green can mean new or inexperienced, and you cannot turn inexperienced.
Yes.
So if you say turn green, we will clearly understand you mean become sick.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about green, which color do you think is the opposite of green?
the opposite of green? White?
I think it's red.
Sorry.
So how about you just say red?
Okay, red.
White. Black and white.
Because red light means stop and green light means go. Oh, you mean white, right?
You said white. I'm thinking black and white.
I don't
red
know.
And green.
I don't know because white is lighter.
It's still recording.
Okay, so which color is the opposite of green?
Red.
Right. Okay, and which color is the most important in China?
Red.
And what is something very important in China that is red?
Money.
So in America, our paper money is all green. I know in China, just the 100 is red. But in America, every single one is green.
在美国所有的钱都是绿色的 So that
when
means
we talk about it,
green means paper money, right?
Right, green means, well, it does mean paper money, but it just means money in an uncountable sense, as in I have money, I have green, I don't have money, I have no green, like this.
其实这个 green 呢在美式的口语中呢就可以表示我们所说的那个笼统的意义上的这个钱 paper money, 比如说我有钱 I have green, 我没钱就是 I have no green, 或者说哇我有好多钱我都不知道该怎么办了 I have so much green, I don't even know what to do with it. I really wish that I could say this one day.
You just said it.
我真的很希望有一天可以大声地说出这句话我有好多钱呀。
The use of green to mean money is still kind of modern, not too old. But the next one is something that is classic. Green
classic.
With envy.
Green with envy.
If someone doesn't understand what that means, then they don't really understand English.
Can I say that it means to be filled with envy?
Exactly.
Basically, it means to be very jealous of another person, right?
Sure.
So, okay, I'm going to say it. Joseph, I am green with envy that you can hang out with Lei.
I don't know what to say about that.
因为我们的 Joseph 是张艺兴的朋友，所以他们老是能一起出去玩，他们可以 hang out. 所以我就可以说 I am green with envy.
But I have to say now the green-eyed monster shows his head again.
Green-eyed monster. You call me a monster?
No, your jealousy personified.Is a monster, and he has green eyes.
Okay, makes sense to me. 其实这一个 green-eyed monster, 这个绿眼的怪兽，其实就是表示妒忌、嫉妒，是一种拟人的表达。
And my last piece of advice is an idiom for you when dealing with jealousy, and that would be, remember, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Right, grass is always the same color, but people that always think they're not satisfied with what they have, we tell them the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence.
So be satisfied with what you have right now, right?
Right, because even if you think it's better, it could be worse.
其实这个在我们中文中呢，就是这山望着那山高。
That mountain's taller.
其实可能我们直接翻译过去可能会说 That mountain is taller, right?
Yeah.
其实在英文中呢其实是应该是 The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. 在围栏的那一边的草地呢更加的绿。其实也不见得是这样大家还是应该珍惜自己所拥有的。好了关于 green, 绿色这个单词的一些用法呢今天我们就聊到这里了。其实我们除了每周一到周五更新的免费音频节目之外呢同时也有在为大家精心制作付费课程。如果说大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文可以到我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字就可以了解详情了。那么除此之外呢早安英文还要给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑遇到老外时的就打结吗地道口语怎么说呢快来个英语急救包吧在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑快速帮你解决开口难的大问题啦 OK so that's what we have for today and believe it or not my face is turning really green right now
Really?
Yeah look、
Why?
At me because I really want to go home
Oh okay well I guess in that case
In that case, we can say goodbye, right?
We should say it. I am Joseph.
I am Sunny.
I will always be Joseph.
I'll always be Sunny.
And this is Morning English. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.